another entity came as an answer to a calling that humanity had, crying out to the heavens, so to speak. And that entity goes by the name Shiva, Lord God Jehovah, Allah, and YHWH that 4.5 billion people worship without realizing what exactly they are worshiping. We humans don't do a very good job of differentiating between just self-serving and hostile, that which is loving and that which is inspiring. So what we have is we have kind of a conglomeration of beings that are worshipped under the context that they are gods and we are not. Even though in biblical Christianity it says, be still and know that I am God, which only works in the first person. The only way that God is known is through feeling, because what is felt is love, and love is the basis for establishing and knowing the existence of God. It's the only way that God is the same for everybody on the planet. And it's only possible within the context of what is felt. The interesting thing to me is that what we feel is a heart-based circumstance or condition. And it's interesting that the heart is where we feel our emotions. The brain is where our thoughts are, and the body is a neutral state, which is pretty interesting. One of the things that's curious is, according to the Seth material, retention of the Star of David and recreation of the State of Israel necessitates the return of Jehovah for his people. That comes from the Seth material, and that's a quote. According to the Seth material, Jesus came to end the Star of David as a religious icon because it maintains the warlord God Jehovah to this planet. There was also the hope of ending the Jewish idea of recreating the State of Israel. To Ramtha's Jehovah versus Id tape, there is going to come a time, and at the time the tape was done, I think the tape was done as either the late 80s or the early 90s, he says, the last great battle that is fought is not going to be fought on the surface of the planet, but in the heavens between the warlord God Jehovah and Id. And it is going to be a battle of life that lasts 7 days. According to a psychic friend of mine, when this battle of light takes place, those who move into fear are taken by Jehovah. Those who move into love are harvested and begin the process of knowing the self according to its design, serving others as the positive path, all within the context of the aspiration of collectively ascending. Every planet that has hosted a life form that has a similar context that we do, human beings that are self-aware. According to the raw material, their evolution was awareness, growth, self-awareness, love that understands, light that is wise, the unity of light, love, love, light, the gateway, which was the seventh cycle, and then they said that the eighth cycle they do not plumb is the reintegration back into that which gave rise to the entire creation. It's literally reintegration back into the original state and condition of God that precedes infinity or the universe as a state. When we are looking at the process, we are advised, if we study the Bible, we are advised to fear God. In the Old Testament, we are advised to love God. In the New Testament, you can't do both. If you talk to the atypical Christian, they basically treat it as the same thing, but they're antithetical. The Lord God Jehovah of the Old Testament is antithetical to Yahweh, the Creator, and Id, that which brought us to life. In one context, the nature of the self is simply the will of God as the mind, the love of Yahweh as the body, the light of Id as the spirit, and the consciousness of all that is as soul. mind, body, spirit, soul, as corresponds to God, Yahweh, it, universe, as will of light and consciousness, that are infinite, eternal, complete, total, as is. And if you want to recognize something that lets you know what the mind, the body, the spirit, and the soul are, simply look at the sun as the mind, the earth as the body, the four phases of the moon as the spirit, and the universe as the soul. Those are ways of recognizing what they are. It becomes an interesting process when we look at who we are and what we're involved with and what's taking place and why. Basically, what you have on the surface of this planet within the context of the invader culture mindset is science, religion, education, business, politics, law, and medicine. Science exists for the sole purpose of denying the existence of God, denying the existence of the soul, denying the existence of extraterrestrials. Religion, on the other hand, exists for the sole purpose of false doctrine about God. If you read the Bible, there's the Lord God Jehovah, there's the life of Jesus, there's the life of Paul, and yes, there are other characters. However, the name Yahweh is not mentioned in the Bible as such. The name Id is not mentioned in the Bible as such. And so there's no mention whatsoever within the context of any religion on the planet, the actual name of the Creator, with the exception of Judaism. The original name of the Creator is Yahweh. That being, that Creator, was replaced by the Lord God Jehovah. It's like Yahweh can be thought of as a very kind, compassionate, loving Creator. And this was replaced by a cosmic Hitler, literally. And we don't draw that distinction. So people don't realize within the context of biblical Christianity that Jehovah is mean and nasty. It is literally not something that creates. According to Ramtha, this being a Jehovah was vicious, according to Ramtha, just to instill fear within the context of the psychology of the chosen people. What we don't pay attention to is every single character on the planet that has been a warring type individual: Attila the Hun, Genghis Khan, Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, who else? Pol Pot, Idi Amin, Mussolini, Stalin, Hitler, were all human portrayals of what is held to and worshipped in Hinduism, Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. They are human representations of the God that is worshipped as a world God. Within the context, according to Edgar Cayce, I'll interject this. According to Edgar Cayce, seven root races were created at the same time as indigenous people. That is the design as we were created to exist as humanly. The interesting thing about the process is that we don't pay attention to this detail. There's three kinds of people on the planet. There's the invader culture mindset with its hierarchy, elitism, superiority, chosenness, good versus evil, conquering, enslaving, and destroying through the social practices of war, greed, and class distinction. Then you have the indigenous way of life, which is equality, balance, relationship, purpose, harmony, peace, serenity, tranquility. Then you have the arbitrariness of everyone else. They're neither negative or positive. They're a little both. And they simply watch the two cultures as they go about their business. It is not a coincidence that when the people from Europe came over and they met the Native Americans, the opportunity was presented then to adopt that way of life, but we did not. What we did what has happened on every continent on this planet. There was simply the annihilation, basically, of most of the indigenous people. In the United States alone, there was approximately 460 different tribes throughout the United States. Most of those tribes no longer exist. the same thing with South America, the same thing with Australia. You have the Inuit in Alaska, you have the Aborigine in Australia, you had the Native American tribes in North and South America, you have Native tribes in the context of Asia, you also have Native tribes within the context of Europe, Africa, and so on. And we don't pay attention to this detail. And because we're not paying attention to the detail, we're missing the point of what's actually going on. I offer a very, very straightforward argument that there is going to come a point in time in which the invader culture mindset is going to become extinct. I also offer the argument that if people do not simplify and live according to the design, the question that everybody is faced with, am I going to repeat third density on another planet? According to Aramtha, and maybe this comes from the Ra, actually I think it's the Ra. According to the Ra material, there were two evolutions that took place on other planets in our solar system, one on Venus, one on Mars. The evolution that took place on Venus, which is why it's the brightest thing in the night sky, was collective ascension, which the Ra collectively ascended from Venus millions of years ago. The cultures that developed on Mars destroyed the planet's surface, so it was no longer hospitable to life, so they were transplanted to this planet. Now, it didn't say what was transplanted. I believe the Asian race on this planet was transplanted from Mars in the hopes of accomplishing one thing, eliminating war, greed, and class distinction as a social process within the context or ideology of the group consciousness as a whole. It hasn't been very successful. China was a warring nation for a long time. We look at the wars that have taken place in Korea and Japan, in Cambodia, Laos, Vietnam, and we see that the process really hasn't been facilitated very well. And this is a curious thing. Every single human being on the surface of this planet is responsible for his or her development, either within the context of negative service polarity or positive service polarity. And both paths are available. They're both the right and left hands of God. This is something that basically people are not paying attention to. They are not paying attention to the social evolution within the context of humanity as it exists. And because the attention to the details are basically being ignored, humanity is in for a very, very rude awakening in a very short period of time. It's not decades away, it's literally years away. Very, very possible that after I begin sharing my ideas to the planet as a whole, it's going to be a 3-year timeline. I am simply a messenger. I simply get information, I write it down, and I simply share what it is that I understand, that I experience, what I know, and so on. And that's it. That's the role that I play. Anyway, within the context of the life that we're living, within the context of who we are faced with the fact that there is going to come a point in time that the destroyer God that was involved with this planet and the creator and the father that were involved with this planet are going to show up again, and then you're going to have a confrontation between the warlord God Jehovah, the destroyer God Shiva, Allah, YHWH, they are all the same name for the same destroyer God. The father of man, whose name is Id, has done battle, according to Ramtha, with this entity. Id defeated Jehovah then. Id will defeat Jehovah again. However, within the context of humanity as a whole, there's a very, very strong possibility. There's a very strong possibility then enslaving through an ideology and then destroying as a culmination of the process. In one context, the death experience can be thought of as the destructive nature. Death can be thought of as the culmination of the process of negative ideology. Death is not natural to the body. It is not. And the only reason why people do not evolve beyond, and this comes from Mary Baker Eddy in Science and Health, sin, sickness, disease, and death, is because people are absolutely convinced that there is birth, crucifixion, death, and reincarnation. Death of the body necessitates reincarnation of the soul, and their identical experiences. The interesting thing is that if an individual pays attention to the details, he or she can resolve the affectations of negativity from the perspective of hostility. It is interesting that when we look at the process, it is interesting when we look at what's going on, that we don't eliminate ideas that don't work very well. If an individual were to simply take the Bible and take a negative idea and remove it, it would eliminate approximately 50% of what constitutes the Bible. According to Mary Summerane, 67% of the King James Version of the Bible is mistranslated. The interesting thing about Hebrew is every single root word has seven possible meanings. So it becomes almost impossible to translate it into another language. Now, the Ra at one time, long ago, interacted with the Egyptians as light beings on this planet, and they were faced with a very daunting thing. Every time they spoke a word, there were 30 different meanings to it. And so it became a work in progress, which is, to me, a pretty interesting thing. It is curious that we haven't made our peace because the natural state condition of existence is stillness is to the heart what peace is to the body, what harmony is, specifically social harmony, is to the head. One of the things that's curious is there's will of light and consciousness, and there's that which is a complement to it, which is the antithesis to it. In the raw material, I think it's on page, it's either 87 or page 88 in volume 1, it says thought has an antithesis. Every thought has an antithesis. In conversations with God, Neil Donald Walsh is told, in the absence of that which is not, that which is not, which is basically saying the same thing, and no, that's not easy to understand. One of the curiosities is that the Earth, according to the Hopi tradition, is going to evolve from a third density planet into a fourth density planet, where within the context of fourth density, the energetic base of the planet is going to be positronic rather than electronic. The positive is going to become active. The negative is going to be latent. It's the opposite right now. The negative is active. The positive is latent, which means that the work that we do is we have to literally move from the active negativity that is the nature of this density according to the energy of it. So it means that in order for us to be positive, we have to feel that within the context of our lives, it's basically heart-based. And we don't do a very good job with that. We don't do a very good job with that within the context of our life and times because we're not paying attention to what the positive and the negative and the neutral are as of the energetic base of life as it exists at this level. And yes, there is a state that precedes it. Yes, there is a state that follows from it. But second, third, and fourth density specifically have positive and negative as dynamics within the evolution. Fifth density has negativity. Sixth density has negativity. Seventh density does not. It's the most interesting and unusual vision that I have been given is collectives that have ascended composing the entirety of seventh density. Within the evolution of the self, there is personal ascension, and there's collective ascension. The only body of knowledge that I have come across that talks about collective ascension is the raw material. And it's one of the things that the format that I have come to an understanding of is there is the nature of the self according to its design. There is serving others as the path that we ascend. However, according to Neil Donald Walsh, in conversations with God, before humanity evolves, the idea of nation state has to end. Also, gender disparity. Also, and it goes from there, there are lots of things that are perpetuated on the surface of this planet that are untenable from the perspective of positive energy, also within the context of evolved consciousness. And this is something that we humans don't pay attention to. It's business as usual, and very little has changed. Instead of saying little has changed, nothing has changed since the affectations or the influence of the warlord God Jehovah to this planet. we have basically been at war somewhere on this planet for the entire time that Jehovah's influence has been on this planet, which I believe goes back about 11,000 years. So it becomes a very curious thing. It's almost like it's going to take an act of God for humanity to get it. There's a very strong possibility that those human beings that are living arbitrarily are simply going to repeat their density on another planet. Those that are negatively polarized, as that path is purposed, are going to remove to take into that aspect of the universe that corresponds to that level of discipline and development. Those who are positively polarized, that are harvested within the context of serving others, are going to be the root that evolves the species until it collectively ascends. And the number that I'm given is 2 million people right now are harvestable of the positive, which means that 99.98% of the human race is going to basically transition and repeat their density. And all because we're not paying attention to the details of what's involved in the process, which is very straightforward. In one sense, the only thing going on in the context of our lives is knowing the self according to its design, serving others as the positive path of collective ascension. It's the only thing going on. This can also be thought of as opening the heart, enlivening the body, activating the brain, path as purpose, enlightenment. In my case, God speaks. There is also intuition, psychic ability, channeling to discipline and develop. Intuition is the voice of God. Psychic ability is planetary, and channeling is universal. Then within the context, there is manifesting with a conscious mind, healing, teaching, ascending as a way to deliver healing service within the context of truth, beauty, goodness, stillness, peace, harmony, meditation, written and read books, vision boards, the self-sustaining, the self-regenerative, the self-perpetuating, the instantaneous, spontaneous, simultaneous. These are all things that are involved within the context of the life that we're living. We can also think of the process of involvement as the personal, relational, social, global, universal. All five are taking place, all within the context of the realness of God. Anyway, Douglas H. Malloy, a.k.a. Dougie Slap, because I play congas, I teach open hand style and martial arts, I'm Slap Happy, and I studied Zen, which has a stick. Anyway, the nice thing is, or the good news is, that this is a recurring show. I do it every Tuesday, and I'd like to thank everybody for listening. I'd like to thank the 757 for listening to the show. Anyway, we will do it all again next week, and it'll be really interesting to see what happens over the days ahead. Anyway, you all take care, and thank you very much. And know that life is good, but not as good as you all, and feel something real, think something true, share it in ways that are kind and conducive.